What do Adventist World Radio and Total Member Involvement have in common? The answer is a lot more than you think. Total Member Involvement, also known as TMI, is an initiative by the General Conference of Seventh-day Adventists to encourage evangelistic participation and action from a grassroots level around the world. Adventist World Radio is a piece of the puzzle that makes up the bigger picture. And, well, I will let you discover exactly how as you listen to this episode of the GYC Beyond podcast. Hi, this is Esther Lowe in conversation with Kyle Allen. Hi, Kyle. Welcome to the GYC Beyond podcast, and thank you so much for coming here to share with us.
Thank
you. I want
to
find out a little bit about who you are. What do you currently do?
Thank you, Esther. I am currently serving as the Vice President for Adventist World Radio, which is a ministry of the General Conference. It's the radio arm of the Adventist Church. You've got, you know, television, which is Hope Channel, and AWR is the radio ministry of the church. So I've finished working for ASI for the last 4 years,
and
really enjoyed that ministry, and have enjoyed interacting with GYC as well through that experience. But Lord led me to work with AWR, and it's a great blessing to see how God is moving around the world.
So what is your experience through AWR with the concept TMI, or total member involvement?
So total member involvement is the, we say TMI and we think of it, oh, what is that? You know, it's an initiative of the General Conference. And sometimes that sounds like some, you know, something up there in the sky. We're not really sure what it is. But really, it's the idea that every member of the church is called to be involved in evangelism, that all of us have a role to play in helping hasten our Lord's return. We're told in the Spirit of Prophecy, in one of my favorite quotes that I often mentioned in talking to people about ASI, but it's really not, I mean, ASI is about lay people getting involved in ministry. So this quote is from Testimonies, Volume 9, page 116, and Ellen White says that the work of God on this earth will never be finished until the members of the church unite with church officers and pastors to finish the work. So it's really clear, the work of God on this earth will never be finished. And that, if you stopped right there, it'd be kind of a, you know, not a good quote, depressing quote. But it continues and it says, until the church members, the men and women, she actually says, the men and women comprising our church membership unite with our church officers and pastors to finish the work. So we know that the work will not be finished until all of us are involved. And the vision of TMI is that every corner of the church, from the General Conference to the various divisions around the world, to every union and conference, and really where the rubber meets the road is every local church. Taking that vision of saying, how can we get every single member involved in doing something for God? So that's really what it's about.
How does AWR, like, and you yourself play into this? Because I know for myself, often in church, we come to church every week and we have this idea that it's optional to get involved. Like, you can sit in a church pew if you don't feel like you've got a lot of talents, or you just don't really want to take it further. And some special people do things like give Bible studies or preach.
Yeah, well, maybe I'll back up and the first part of your question regarding AWR. So AWR is Adventist World Radio. As the radio arm of the church, was started back in 1971 as a way to reach the hardest to reach places on the earth. You know, there's many countries where missionaries cannot go. You know, it's illegal, or it's, you know, dangerous, quite frankly. And so the story goes even beyond earlier than 1971, of course, because radio, pioneered by Elder H.M.S. Richards, who wanted to reach the world through technology, to spread the three angels' messages through technology. And back then, radio was the thing. I mean, there was no social media. There was no Facebook. There was not even television at first. It was radio, I mean, maybe there was Morse code before that, but we didn't, you know, but So AWR, the mission was to take radio and use it as a means to spread the gospel to all the areas of the earth.
Mm-hmm.
Started with shortwave, which,
right,
if you're not familiar with radio, shortwave is a type of broadcast that can go very far. You can, mm-hmm, broadcast from one location, literally thousands of miles, into all corners of a whole continent, for example. Started with shortwave and through the years has developed into over 1,000 radio stations the church runs and operates around the world. Mm-hmm. FM, AM, another type that's coming out now is called DAB, or digital audio broadcast, mm-hmm, and still shortwave. We still operate, mm-hmm, a huge shortwave station in Guam, which reaches most of Asia.
Wow.
With the gospel. And so that's AWR. And so you asked, how does that connect with TMI? And just a few years ago, Dwayne McKee, Elder Dwayne McKee, mm-hmm, who's been a servant in the church for a long time. He has served in a number of positions, but he's really an evangelist, mm-hmm, and he loves to see people give their hearts to Jesus and has a great vision for that. He was the director of Sabbath School and Personal Ministries for the GC.
Okay.
When he was called to AWR, and he was also the TMI director, or the special assistant to Elder Wilson for TMI.
Okay.
So he took that passion with him to AWR, and he said, how can we use the radio? Broadcasting is amazing. It's right, wonderful. But how can we connect the dots? How can we help people who have been listening to our broadcasts not only just listen, but eventually make a decision, mm-hmm, for the Lord and to follow His truth? And so Dwayne, in thinking about this and praying about this and working with the AWR team, they decided to incorporate TMI into the mission of AWR to say, how can we lead people from broadcast to baptism?
Awesome.
So that's our kind of our motto now, right?
Right.
So for example, in an area where you're wanting to have an evangelistic effort,
mm-hmm,
the radio is being broadcast.
Mm-hmm.
You have health programs, family programs, and prophecy programs,
wow,
that all point people to our message. And you lead people, you kind of prepare the soil, so to speak, for evangelistic efforts.
Mm-hmm.
And TMI, of course, the idea that we involve everyone in evangelism, one of those ways is to help people learn how to preach.
Yeah.
And so we have held meetings all over the world where,
oh, wow,
lay people can preach evangelistic meetings.
Okay.
So like what just happened in Africa, they had 1,000 meetings.
1,000.
1,000 meetings across Zambia.
1,000.
Yeah. Across the country of Zambia. And a lot of these were preached by lay people.
Mm-hmm.
Elders, you know, there's not, you know, one pastor will have, you know, 20-something churches.
Yeah.
So these are lay people preaching, some of them very young people.
Uh-huh.
We also had people coming from U.S. Mm-hmm. and from Europe. And so I was actually there in Lusaka, and I preached a series myself.
Wow.
This was just like, just over a month ago. And to prepare the soil, AWR was broadcasting.
Mm-hmm.
So preparing people for the meetings, telling people about, you know, messages, prophetic messages, health messages, getting, mm-hmm, people ready to make decisions. So the radio prepared the soil.
Mm-hmm.
We had the evangelistic effort. And then by God's grace, we had over 18,000 baptisms.
18,000.
In the country,
wow,
of Zambia. So, if I could just share one other thing. I
yes,
know I'm talking
please,
a lot.
No,
but
it's great.
We were there in this pool. We had a mass baptism.
Mm-hmm.
Olympic-sized pool. The pool was, I mean, crystal clear. It was nice and blue at the beginning, you know, like a nice pool would be. But there were so many people. I've never seen this many people at a baptism.
Wow.
I mean, it was just like a sea of people. And I was in there, and we were baptizing for probably 2 hours.
2 hours.
Literally. 35 pastors just, and we're not talking long time in between. I mean, we're,
wow,
you know, they would say the vows and then baptize. I'm serious to say that at the end of that 2 hours, that water had gone from beautiful blue to very, very dark brown. But we said, you know what? We didn't care. It was a joyous day because,
uh-huh,
it was a symbol of all those sins being washed away. And thousands of people gave their hearts to Jesus that day.
That's amazing.
So that's kind of a model that, mm-hmm, we want to promote, that as far as AWR is concerned, radio And not only radio, but internet, podcasts, because we're not just doing radio now. We're doing various other types of ways of getting the message out through audio.
Mm-hmm.
All of these different avenues can be a means to help lead people to make a decision for Christ.
That's wonderful. What about your own experience? You said that you preached in Lusaka. What did that experience do for you? And how do you view TMI differently?
Wow.
I have this, two questions in there.
Yeah.
So let's just start off with your experience.
You know, I've been a pastor now for almost 10 years, which is scary. I remember going to GYC. My first GYC was in 2003 in Ann Arbor. And I still think of myself as a young adult, but I'm about to reach the threshold here this year. But so 10 years being a pastor, and I've done a few evangelistic meetings during my time as a pastor. But, you know, it's been a few years, actually, since I've done one. And I really felt convicted earlier this year that I really needed to do another evangelistic meeting. And there's something about being in ministry where you can go through the motions, to be honest. Like, especially if you're, you know, in administrative roles or even as a pastor preaching week after week, you can still go through those motions. And I think the Lord knew that I needed the experience of being there in Zambia and preaching. It really deeply impressed my heart again, Esther, as to the beauty of our Adventist message.
Yeah.
And the way that God has given us these beautiful truths from the Bible that are so clear. And when people hear them, it's just like you can see the light coming on in their mind and in their heart. And so night after night, I was actually preaching in an outdoor, like under the stars. Literally, I would look up and see the stars.
Wow.
And to see the people come forward, you know, night after night, we had about 70, I can't remember the final number that we had, between 70 and 80 decisions just at my site. And then all the sites combined, you know, was into the thousands. But it was just such a blessing to be able to preach our message again. And I would encourage anybody out there who's listening, you may never have preached an evangelistic meeting, but if you have the opportunity, even if you don't think of yourself as a preacher, God can use you.
Awesome.
It just takes a willing heart.
Yeah. And my second part of that question was, you know, how do you view TMI differently?
Oh, right. I think that everybody has a calling. You know, I think that if we're going to say, how do I view it differently after having been in Africa, you know, there were some people that came from Europe. And Europe is a tough place
right
now for evangelism. But there were some people that came. And they were really transformed by being there and preaching. And the funny thing was, actually, there was a lady who came. She was a wife of one of our ASI leaders in Europe. She did not plan on preaching. She actually said, I will go, but I will not preach. And her husband was like, okay, you know, I just want you to come and support me, fine. But long story short, there was an opening. There was a site that did not have a speaker, and the speaker had to go home for a family emergency. And we didn't have any other speakers, and we asked if she would be willing. And at first she said no, but then she felt convicted by the Holy Spirit to preach. And, you know, she gave her testimony at the end. And she was, the enemy had tried to discourage her so bad, like even from, you know, giving her nightmares. And she was really scared and didn't feel like she could do it. But in the end, she was so, the Lord really gave her the strength. And it was a life-transforming experience for her to preach our message and to stand up and share. And she never thought that she was a preacher. She never thought that she had the gift of being able to share. And God empowered her. So what that taught me, Esther, is that there are people who really, like, they may not think that they can do it, but as they surrender their will to God, as they're open to His leading, God can do incredible things.
Wow.
Through someone who simply wants to say, Lord, here I am, use me. You know, I've seen that time and time again in ministry, and being in Zambia just really reminded me of that.
Wow, that's a really great reminder that, you know, it doesn't matter if you don't feel like you have the talent, but as you step out in faith, God supplies that difference, perhaps.
Amen.
We've talked a bit about what AWR is doing with TMI, mm-hmm. and then yourself personally.
Mm-hmm.
And you mentioned that TMI is a general conference initiative. What does that mean? Like, can I be part of TMI? Can I be part of it in North America or Europe or elsewhere? What does that mean?
So I know when some people hear that something is a general conference initiative, it sounds so high up there.
Uh-huh.
And like, I could never be involved in that GC initiative. but really, all it is, it's a vision. It's mm-hmm. casting a vision for what the church really should be doing. And Elder Wilson really believes that every one of our church members need to be out there doing evangelism.
Mm-hmm.
And so whether it's from the general conference, the division, the union, the conference, the local church, it's really about every single person being involved.
Mm.
And it's here in North America too. It's not just overseas. So there are so many opportunities for people to get involved. I think of Your Best Pathway to Health.
Mm-hmm.
That's a wonderful ministry that has,
yeah.
has, I know you guys have interviewed on this podcast in a previous broadcast,
yes.
but they have, they've done incredible things of engaging people from all walks of life,
mm-hmm.
both medical and non-medical, into
right.
doing something for Christ. And you and GYC, you've had
mm-hmm.
done various mission projects as well. All of these are TMI.
Okay.
Even I would say, at your local church.
Yeah.
Let's say you have a GLOW outreach, you know, where uh-huh. you go and you distribute literature in your town. That's TMI. You go to a nursing home and you sing for the residents. That's TMI. You go and give a Bible study. That's
mm-hmm.
TMI. You go help the neighbor next door. That's TMI. The idea is that all of us, total member involvement.
Mm.
It's not just some of us.
It's
total
uh-huh.
member involvement. So all of us are doing our part because, again, like we heard from that statement, right, from
uh-huh.
Spirit of Prophecy, the work of God will never be finished
mm.
until the men and women comprising all of our church membership
uh-huh.
unite together to finish the work.
Okay. And like I think I said this earlier, it's, you know, we have this idea often that only special people do ministry.
Right.
But it's really the calling that we all have.
Yes.
And so taking part in TMI is just where we exercise that calling.
Exactly.
Right.
And I really believe this is so important for GYC to emphasize too, because, you know, young adults in our generation, they need something to live for more than mm-hmm. just a career.
Yeah.
Something to live for more than just this life. It's not about, I mean, it's good to have a good career and to be able to support yourself and all these things, but that's not what life is about. Life
mm-hmm.
is about the mission that we've been given to take the gospel to the world in this generation.
Mm-hmm.
What greater calling could any of us have?
Yeah.
And the amazing thing is, it's all of our calling. Like, we all share in this amazing calling as Seventh-day Adventists.
Mm-hmm.
And there is no higher mission than any of us could have than to be a part of this great movement to take the three angels' messages to the world in this generation. And every one of you, every one of us, is called to be a part of that.
That's a great way to kind of close off. But before we're done,
yeah,
is there like a website that people could go to find out more about TMI? Are there, you said you preached in Lusaka. If someone wants to have that opportunity, is there anything coming up?
Absolutely. Yeah, thanks for mentioning that. So it's very exciting. Next year, in
mm-hmm.
2019, we have some very exciting opportunities coming
yeah.
up. So the focus for 2019 is the nation of India.
Okay.
And India is an incredible place. As you
uh-huh.
as you might have heard, there's over 1 point... Oh, I'm going to get it wrong. I don't want to say the exact number. It's 1 point something billion people.
Wow.
Okay, that live in India. It is a massive place.
Uh-huh.
And by God's grace, the church has said, can we do 4,000 meetings across India in 2019?
4,000.
4,000 evangelistic meetings held by lay people.
Wow.
Both in India and from coming from the outside.
Mm-hmm.
So Elder Wilson is going to be doing a series in Calcutta.
Mm-hmm.
You've heard of that. That
yeah.
huge city there in northeastern India. We're also going to have a TMI focus in the city of Chennai, which is more towards the south.
Mm-hmm.
There will probably be a couple other locations. We will have some opportunities for people to come
mm-hmm.
and preach in India next summer.
Okay.
In addition to India, the General Conference Youth Department has set a tremendous vision for 2019. They have said, what if we can have 100,000 young adult-led evangelistic meetings across the world?
100,000.
100,000. And I would just say, powerful. I mean, what if we had GYC, all of the young adults, what if we had all of these people from all over the world mm-hmm. preaching evangelistic meetings during 2019? I mean, we would see amazing things happen.
Wow. And even if each of those campaigns only got one baptism, that would be 100,000.
I mean, and you know, you think about in Zambia, we had 1,000 meetings, uh-huh. 18,000 baptisms. Look, God can do exceedingly abundantly
yeah.
above all that we could ask or imagine. So I would just encourage anyone that wants to know yeah. more. There's a lot of things that are still being, plans that are still being laid and are in the works. Mm-hmm. So stay tuned.
Yeah.
The website to find out more on TMI mm-hmm. is tmi.adventist.org.
tmi.adventist.org.
So that'll be the
okay.
the hub for finding out information about 2019. And I'm sure that we'll have more information coming out through the various social media channels and at GYC, hopefully, yeah. This year. So we will look forward to what God will do next year.
That sounds really exciting. And I hope that everyone listening gets excited, too, about total member involvement,
Amen.
Where each of us plays a role in proclaiming the gospel.
Amen.
Thank you so much for being a part of this conversation today and for sharing with us.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for spending your time with us. We hope that you have been inspired to join a global movement seeking to make an eternal difference. Once again, to hear more episodes, simply follow us on iTunes or go to gycweb.org/beyond to find out more.